We'd be here a little while, so let's read chapter 27, verse 1. It says, "And when it was determined that we should sail into Italy, they delivered Paul and certain prisoners unto one named Julius, a centurion of Augustus' band. And entering into a ship of Adramyttium, we launched, meaning to sail by the coast of Asia. One Aristarchus, a Macedonian of Thessalonica, being with us." So Paul is now on a ship as a prisoner. And in verse 9, it said, "Now when much time was spent and when sailing was now dangerous, because the fast was now already past, Paul admonished them and said unto them, Sirs, I perceive that this voyage will be with hurt and much damage, not only of the lading and the ship, but of our lives. Nevertheless, the centurion believed the master and the owner of the ship more than those things which were spoken by Paul. And because the haven was not commodious to winter in, the more part advised to depart thence also, if by any means they might attain to Phineas and their winter." In verse number 18, it says, "And we being exceedingly tossed with a tempest, the next day they lightened the ship. And the third day we cast out with our own hands the tackling of the ship." Verse 20 is the verse that I'm really looking at this morning. And in verse 20 it said, "And when neither sun nor stars in many days appeared, and no small tempest lay on us, all hope that we should be saved was then taken away." They can come some dark days. No sun nor stars for many days. It says no small tempest. A tempest is typically a hurricane, whirlwind, or a wind that's of continuance, long continuance, driving wind. Life was out of control. They didn't have no control over this ship they're riding in. They're just out there whooping and thrashing. But Paul in 21 says, "But after long abstinence, Paul stood forth in the midst of them and said, Sirs, you should have hearkened unto me and not loosed from Crete, and to have gained this harm and loss. And now I exhort you to be of good cheer, for there shall be no loss of any man's life among you, but of the ship. For there stood by me this night the angel of God, whose I am and whom I serve, saying, Fear not, Paul, thou must be brought before Caesar, and lo, God hath given thee all of them that sail with thee." The dark days came, but Paul had been alone with God. But I don't feel like he first got alone with God in the storm, because when he advised them back in verse 10 and 11, he wasn't just giving his opinion, I don't believe. I believe he'd done heard from God. He'd done been spending time. Sometimes I find myself in the storm, and I've not been close enough to God to have that peace when the storm comes. But he had done been with God. And then God showed him that he'd have all the lives to be saved. But I noticed that the storm didn't just immediately go away. They spent several days. I think it was about 14 days. But they spent several days being pushed. No control. Just being pushed and beat and thrashed. Let's look at verse 18. No, that ain't where I want to be. 25 maybe. No, I've lost my verse. In verse 43, they have capsized now and they're close to land, close enough to swim. But because they're prisoners, the soldiers' counsel was to kill the prisoners, lest any of them should swim out and escape. But the centurion, willing to save Paul, kept them from their purpose and commanded that they should, which could swim, should cast themselves first into the sea and get to land. And the rest, some on boards and some on broken pieces of ship. And so it came to pass that they escaped, all safe to land. Because he'd been close to God and had seen, even this centurion had seen that what Paul had was real. He had God's protection for that reason. People's watching us. They see how we react in the storm. They saw enough in Paul, that centurion said, no, we're not killing him. And they were all saved. I want to read you one more verse in Acts 28, verse 31. Storm's over. Paul's been brought before the judges. In verse 30, it says, and Paul dwelt 2 whole years in his own hired house and received all that came in unto him, preaching the kingdom of God and teaching those things which concern the Lord Jesus Christ with all confidence, no man forbidding him. He stayed in it during the storm. But we see him in verse 30 and 31 ministering for 2 whole years. God brought him through it. It didn't go away immediately, but he brought him through it. Sometimes he can say, peace be still, and the storm go away immediately. Sometimes we just have to stay with him and trust him through the storm. But he won't leave you. If you're in a storm today, he won't leave you. Just cling to God. We have your prayer request this morning. Pray for Sister Wanda's sister. Pray for us.